Chapter 6. And leaving that place, he went into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many, when they heard him, were astonished at his doctrine, saying, "Where did he get all this? And what is this wisdom that is given to him? And what mean such miracles wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Jude, and Simon? Are not also his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and among his own kindred and in his own house. And he could not work any miracle there beyond curing a few sick people by laying his hands upon them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he made a circuit of the villages, teaching. And he summoned the 12 and began to send them forth two by two. And he gave them power over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them to take nothing for their journey, but a staff only, no wallet, no bread, no money in their girdle, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, 'Wherever you enter into a house, stay there until you leave the place. And whoever does not receive you or listen to you, go forth from there and shake off the dust from your feet for a witness against them.' And going forth, they preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many sick people and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name had become well known. And he kept saying, 'John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are working through him.' But others were saying, 'It is Elias.' But others were saying, 'It is a prophet, like one of the prophets.' But when Herod heard of this, he said, 'It is John whom I beheaded. He has risen from the dead.' For Herod himself had sent and taken John and bound him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had said to Herod, 'It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife.' But Herodias laid snares for him and would have liked to put him to death, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and protected him. And when he heard him talk, he did many things, and he liked to hear him. And a favorable day came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet to the officials, tribunes, and chief men of Galilee. And Herodias' own daughter having come in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, 'Ask of me what thou willest, and I will give it to thee.' And he swore to her, 'Whatever thou dost ask, I will give thee, even though it be half of my kingdom.' Then she went out and said to her mother, 'What am I to ask for?' And she said, 'The head of John the Baptist.' And she came in at once with haste to the king and asked, saying, 'I want thee right away to give me on a dish the head of John the Baptist.' And grieved as he was, the king, because of his oath and his guests, was unwilling to displease her. But sending an executioner, he commanded that his head be brought on a dish. Then he beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a dish and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. His disciples, hearing of it, came and took away his body and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles came together to meet Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come apart into a desert place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they got into a boat and went off to a desert place apart. And many saw them leaving and recognized them. And from all the towns they hurried on foot to the place and got there ahead of them. And when he landed, Jesus saw a large crowd and had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was far spent, his disciples came, saying, "This is a desert place, and the hour is already late. Send them away so that they may go into the hamlets and villages round about and buy themselves food to eat." But he answered and said to them, "You yourselves give them some food." And they said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he ordered them to make all the people recline in groups on the green grass. And they reclined in groups of hundreds and of 50s. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And the 2 fishes he divided among them all. And all ate and were satisfied, and they gathered up what was left over, 12 baskets full of fragments, besides what was left over of the fishes. Now those who had eaten were 5,000 men. And immediately afterwards, he made his disciples get into the boat and cross the sea ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he himself dismissed the crowd. And when he had dismissed them, he went away to the mountain to pray. And when it was late, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, about the 4th watch of the night he came to them, walking upon the sea, and he would have passed by them. But they, seeing him walking upon the sea, thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. Then he immediately spoke to them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind fell. And they were utterly beside themselves with astonishment, for they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was blinded. And crossing over, they came to the land at Gennesareth and moored the boat. And when they had gotten out of the boat, the people at once recognized him. And they hurried through that whole country and began to bring the sick on their pallets wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into village or hamlet or town, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and entreated him to let them touch but the tassel of his cloak. And as many as touched him were saved.